Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the point.
Jason Carey. About time to get this thing started.
Running the point with Jason Carey. ATL Podcast Network, ATLPN.com. Before we start the show, you know what we do. We got to say the grace. We got to thank you for listening to us, listening to me. You're competing for airs. There's so much stuff out there. Some of it's junk, some of it's great, but, you know, competing for airs. So thank you for listening to me. Believe I do not take one listen for granted. I am extremely appreciative. Today, on this episode, I have observed some things. And a lot of times I always say we got to be careful what we fight for. We got to be careful what we're protesting and things of that nature. And kind of think of the residual effects of some of the things we say and do. And, you know, I don't know if all progress is good progress. I'm not sure. I don't know if I want to go that far to say that that's not true. But I want to say this. For the longest time, you know, we had Oscars So White hashtag and people were so people were heavily talking about representation of us on television. There was no representation of us on television. One of our episodes, we talk about traveling. And what I also learned about traveling is that people in general get their information or their ideal, their ideals from black people of black people and their idea of what we are from media, from television, from radio, from music. So when they see you, they see the whatever they saw on TV. That's why, for one, I'm not really a big fan of Ratchet TV, because there's somebody somewhere who doesn't realize that that's an isolated incident. These are these people, not all of the people. And so representation of us, seeing positive images of us on TV, was a big deal. That's why there's so many people that still defend Bill Cosby. Why? Because of the Cosby Show. The Cosby Show showed a positive black family, a doctor married to a lawyer, kids, the trouble they got in with just teenage type trouble. It wasn't really no big things. It just created drama, but it was family oriented. Their father and mother was married and they came by, and, you know, it was this image. And for some people, it was like, man, I want that. And there's other people like, hey, this looked like my family. We're represented. Family matters. And all the shows we had was a representation of a black family. Sometimes dark skin, sometimes light skin. It doesn't matter. We're not fighting that battle. It's just black people. It's people that look like us or look like my neighbor or something. Look like something you wanted to be. Cool. I could be that. Because it exists. Because if I don't see it, then maybe it don't exist, right? Or if I see something else repetitively, that's what it is. Like, that's why it was important when Obama went in office. I've said this on another episode. I did not care what he did, honestly. I didn't care what the policy was. I didn't care because what I cared about was the residual effect of a little black boy, little black girl saying, hey, look at that. It's actually possible because I've seen it happen. There was an 8-year-old somewhere who had never seen nothing but a black president before. Because for 8 solid years, that's kindergarten to, what, 3rd grade. So all you saw was a black president. So what's this new thing you're talking about? That's weird. To the 9-year-old right now, the current president, it's weird. Imagine that. To everybody else, it was a unique thing. Well, that was important because now he's like, oh, man, I can do that. I can be that. It's not unattainable for me now. I'm not saying that everybody's going to be president. Listen, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Just like winning a lotto or anything else. That's not necessarily going to happen. But what we're saying is it is possible. So I can be something else. I don't have to be a lower class individual. And those people continue to, the Obamas continue to carry themselves with class. And it's something that you want to look up to. Like, there's people, Michelle Obama put out one book and went on tour. And sells out arenas. Does that make sense to anybody else? Or can you celebrate that? A book tour. She's not singing. She's sitting at a desk and talking. And people are traveling and going in droves, pouring in arenas to see this kind of stuff. It's power. That's power, but it's also the power of being classy, power being something that somebody else wants to be, carrying yourself a certain way. So I say all that to set this up. That I don't know if you've noticed commercials, because one of the word I don't, and this is a whole nother conversation, I don't want to get into it too much, but the diversity, when people start to talk about diversity, I don't like that word, and we got to find another way to say it. But I don't like when people are like, oh man, my kids go to a diverse school. Or I live in a diverse neighborhood. I don't care. I want to hear that. Because it sounds like you're trying to run away from us. That's what I take that as to be. Oh, it's diverse. What do you mean? It's right because we got white people in there? It's right because we got Asian or Indian or another culture? Because that makes it right? It's not right because we got all our people, because at one time, that's all you saw was our people. That was actually a good thing. And again, I'm not anti-anything. I love people in general. I rock with all y'all. But what I'm noticing is that there are no 100% no 100% black families in commercials and ads. We've skipped right over black representation to mixed race families and kids. We were fighting to see I don't see us in commercials. I don't see us in none of these ads. And we got a little bit of that. And now we done went straight over that to now it's always a mixed kid. It's a mixed man. And I don't think there's a problem with any of that. Everybody love who you love, have kids. I don't care. Great. But what I'm saying is that now that don't look like my family. Don't look like my family. I got a house full of dark-skinned people in my house. Don't look like us. So are we not pretty people? Or are we not good enough? Is that what kids are supposed to look like? Because I got two nieces that are 4 years old. I got a goddaughter in the second grade. Third grade. So when she's looking at TV, and she sees that, she's like, well, they don't look like me. Mommy, she doesn't look like you. So is that what life is? They don't look like none of my neighbors. So now we've skipped over. We fought so much to get representation. Now we're fighting for representation and inclusion. And now we got to include everybody. And it's like, hey, I know we looking to make sure we include everybody. But let's not just skip right over our African Americans, black people. Please, let's not do that. Because I know ad agencies, I work with marketing agencies, and they be like, yeah, all right, so yeah, in this picture, make sure there's a white guy there. And then in this picture, you know what? It's too many black people in this ad. Like, take all them black people out of there and just use her, that black girl right there, the fair-skinned one, use her. We still doing that in 19. I hear that. Seen it. And I, for one, don't like it. I don't like it. And I have nothing against if you are the mother or father of a mixed child. Great. Continue to put them in TV and continue to have them represented on the Disney Channel and all that. I'm with y'all. Rock it out. But what I'm saying is they don't look like me. They don't look like my mama. They don't look like my nieces. My two pretty little dark-skinned nieces. And why I keep hopping on you, say, man, why you keep hopping on this dark-skinned thing? Because you don't got to be dark-skinned to be pure black family, because I know full light-skinned families too, I guess is what you're saying. I'm harping on that is because there is a kid. I've heard kids go like, all right, I went to school and somebody said my skin looked like doo-doo. Little kids, I'm talking about they in first grade, kindergarten. Somebody said my skin look like doo-doo. My skin do look like doo-doo. I don't want to be black no more. Why? Because they didn't see enough of, and still haven't seen enough images of them being beautiful. Now, there's some other issues there, and probably didn't happen. That's not happening at home and other things, but it's not solely about TV. But I'm saying you're sticking these tablets in front of their face. You know, there's ads in between those videos. This is what I'm saying. There's a stressor that's happening with the kids. Now, who is this message to? Because you're like, well, I'm not an ad agency, so I don't have no control over that. And hopefully this gets to somebody who works in marketing. That's my question. I hope it does get to somebody in marketing and be like, well, you know what? You're right. We did do that Cheerios commercial with the black man laying on the couch and the white woman up doing something. And now everybody's mad. Sidebar, but that happened too. That actually happened. People were like, why do black man look lazy? That was a whole nother conversation. But just know that in your attempt to include everybody by making this mixed race family, you're actually excluding people. And you're like, dang, I can't win for losing, as the old saying go. I can't win for losing. I'm just saying, let's think about it all. If you do 10 commercials, let's make one of them totally black. Because we've gone so far to skip over representing the black family to represent the LGBTQ, TSIV, whatever, all the letters y'all keep adding to this thing. We didn't got to that part. And I'm not saying that to degrade that sect of people. I'm just saying that I don't understand that you keep on adding letters to it. We know what it means. But everybody, again, everybody want to be included. So now we got a whole alphabet. Like, oh, we'll talk about these people. Well, what about the man that put on a wig, but he like guys when he like girls on Wednesday? I listen. It's too much. So, but I say that we've gone so far as it was. I think it's a Disney ad or something that's out now. And there's like this mixed family, and then there's this two guys carrying this little boy with their Mickey Mouse ears on. It's like, we done skipped over us, and it went to like, oh, we got to include everybody. Oh, yep, we ain't got no Hispanics in there. Let's put them in there. Wait. There's a lot of Asian Americans. There's no Asian families. That's like, now I understand a hard job. I deal with marketing all the time. I understand a hard job. Like, oh man, everybody's included, and we can't win for losing, and get a lot of complaints if I don't do this, if I don't do that. I don't think this one is that hard. Put a completely black family in the ad. In your commercial, on your print ad, black mama, black daddy, black kids. Put them all together. Let's not skip over the representation. And if you own a business, and you're like, well, I want to include everybody, and you can doing a website, put a black family in there. It's a family event. Put a whole black family in there. And it don't have to be the black family that got the mixed hair, the curly hair, and all that stuff. You like the little. I see what you're doing. The little nuances of things you're doing. Like, oh, yeah, let's pick this family because they're not too black. Like, man, let's stop all of that crap. Because I think that's all of it is a level of self-hate. That's what it goes to, a level of self-hate. And it pisses me off. I be like, I don't like that. I look at someone, but I don't like it. Because I don't see nobody look like me. And if my sisters were young and still influential. Because that's what I think about the hurt that happens for young kids that don't have nobody to reinforce. I had people to reinforce my me building my self-wealth, my self-worth. I had people doing that, but everybody ain't got that. Everybody don't have somebody telling them they dope or they're beautiful or you're pretty or you're handsome or you're smart, you can do this, you can do that. Everybody don't have that. And so they're going to the idiot box and getting their own self-worth told to them subconsciously through media. I think it's wrong. I think we can't be so fast to get past us. It's like, all right, y'all had y'all era. Y'all cool now? Y'all good? Y'all included? Y'all at least at the table? At least there's a black daddy in there. Oh, man, I ain't good enough. Because I don't think it's that hard, and I don't think it's off-putting. I think it'll look normal, quote unquote, whatever normal is. It looks like it belongs. Oh yeah, that was a nice family. They were smiling. They looked good. They clean, the shirts were clean. Like, there's ways to do this thing, man. I think we go, we're fighting this battle, internal battle with our own internal race issues and things of that nature so much that I think you're just creating another problem. That's what I think. Put complete families in there. Just excuse, like, man, I don't have that much room in this 30 seconds to put. So I just, you know, I got a black dad and a white mama and a adopted Asian kid. So now everybody's represented. I'm like, no, because what it did is that's realistic. That's a realistic image of some cities, but it also don't look like my city or my family. None of my family. Don't look like us. So I just want to see more. So this message is for anybody that works in marketing. This message is for you guys, the consumer that's watching it and paying attention. Like, yeah, I did notice. Don't nobody look like my little girl in your ads. Don't nobody look like my little boy in your ads. They're going out. You know, are y'all doing that on purpose? Are y'all? Because now you got to ask the question of that company. Be like, did y'all do that because the ad was too black? Did the ad get submitted? And y'all was like, ah, it's too black. You need to. Is that happening? Because there's a possibility. I sat in some of the meetings before. There's a possibility. But yeah, it's too black. Which I will say there is probably, because it depends on who your customer is. There's an ad, it could be too white. It could be too black. It could be too something else. This doesn't look like my customer. You got to know your customer. I can agree with that. Sometimes the ad ain't for us. And we ain't supposed to be in the ad. I'm cool with that. I am cool with that. It ain't. We're not their customer. So it's not. We're not even in the ad. Bet. I ain't got a problem with it. But we shouldn't have a problem with doing it on the flip side. You ain't my customer. So you ain't in the ad. Straight up, just be okay with it. I think we got too much. I don't know. We worry about hurting people's feelings or something like that. Or I don't know. What I do know is it bothers me. It bothers me, and that's my point. That's my point for today. And it's just not. I don't need it to be longer and belabor the point. I think I've said what I need to say on this. I think you guys have, and you'll see, I want you to take the time to now pay attention to, now that I brought it to your attention, pay attention. And listen, I don't care if you can set me straight then. I say, if you see the ads, name all the ads of all the companies that does have full black families or whatever, and tag me. Send me the ad. I don't care. Tag me. I'm not so stuck on me being right, but I really feel strong about this. I'm not so stuck on me being right that you can't send me something. Send it to me. I ain't hard to find. Jason804, everything. Ain't hard to find. Tag me. Say, look at this ad, Jay. Shoot, I tag artists all the time. I tag Lil Wayne and stuff all the time on purpose because of something he said. I tag him all the time. Like, you're wrong, sir. Look at this. Look at this. So, I like Lil Wayne. But at any rate, man, that's my point today, man. Make sure you following us on ATL Podcast Network on Instagram. Follow Jason804 on everything. Tag me, listen to me live on the show. JC Squared on the air every single Monday, 7 to 9 on IBNX Radio. You follow IBNX Radio Network, and you can catch us on Facebook. Go there, and you can see it live or watch it on demand, man. It's ways to catch up to us. ATLPN.com, man, we need a donation box, man. Man, it costs money to run these businesses and run this podcast. We need a donation box. Y'all want to look, I put a Cash App or something out there. You want to donate for us to keep doing this content and putting stuff out there? I don't think there's a problem. I don't think it's tacky to say that. I think that every other business you pour into this one as well, man. Pour into what we're doing, man. I've been thinking about that for a while, so I've been just out the blue just said it just now, but I've been thinking about it for a while that I think there needs to be a way for businesses that you support but that might not necessarily sell you a direct product for you to support them some way somehow. So we'll send you a t-shirt or something. We'll make some t-shirts. Let's figure it out. Also, coming up, the Escape 2. I forgot to say that on the travel show, which is crazy, but Escape 2 coming up. October 17th through the 20th. I'll be hosting that trip with DJ Genius. Also, Minds of Mischief will be on the trip. And Dino from Metro Boys, he telling people to come out there, turn up Tiny. It's a lot of people that's involved in this thing, man. We're just supporting it. But come on out. Come to the trip. Enjoy yourself. Do something different. Extend the summer with us in October. We're chasing the forecast, you know what Jay-Z said. So it might get cold in your city, but it's warm where we're going. We're going to the Breathless Resort in Riviera Maya. Whether you've been there before, you ain't never been nowhere with me. And this is always a different experience. I'm a certified scuba diver. I'm a thrill seeker, and I'm always on. So come on and rock with us, and you'll really enjoy. If you never traveled with me before, travel with me now. Deposit only $99. Again, we're leaving. It's October 17th through the 20th. The website, timelesstravels.net/escape2. That's timelesstravels.net/escape2. Go ahead and type that in. I know it sounds a little long, but type it in there and come on and go on trip and travel us, man. We'll have some new experiences, some other things to talk about. We'll have a podcast live or something out there in at Riviera Maya, and we'll talk about this. I'm sure we can do that. So anyway, we gotta get out of here. Run to the point. Jason Carey, ATL Podcast Network.